It's time to open a thrift shop. I'm the curator, DJ Frederick.
Fiesta forever.
And that's the first time I've played a Lionel Richie tune here at the Radio Thrift Shop. My Morning Jacket with All Night Long. Just amazing, amazing rendition of that tune. Well, yep, this is the Radio Thrift Shop, and we are open all night long. If you're new to the Radio Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. The Thrift Shop's been broadcast since 2011. I don't do a lot of announcing. It's all about music and discovery. Sometimes there's an overarching theme to the hour. Sometimes there isn't. Like this time. It's a free-form journey. The show changes and evolves over time. I'm possibly going into retirement at program number 600, but we'll see. Regardless, this will always be a DIY homegrown production. I'm not a professional. Do try this at home. You've entered the freeform mix of the Radio Thrift Shop. Mr. Charles Kynard with Piece of Pisces. Before that, we heard Art Updike and Papillon with a tune called Breezin, made famous by, George Benson. And we start, George Benson. Give the man some due. He is an amazing, amazing guitarist, particularly some of his earlier work, just astounding and unparalleled. All right, and we started off with Corky Hale. There's an island in the West Indies. Now, Corky Hale is a harpist that doesn't get a whole lot of airplay. She was born in July of 1936, and she is still alive as of this recording. She's a jazz harpist, pianist, flautist, and vocalist. She's also been a theater producer, political activist, restaurateur, and owner of the Corky Hale's Women's Clothing Store in Los Angeles, California. She has recorded with Chet Baker, Tony Bennett, Bjork, Judy Collins, Ella Fitzgerald. Just amazing, amazing people. Herbie Mann. Yeah, go seek some of her stuff out, Corky Hale. All right, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Non-commercial music for non-commercial minds. Or is it non-commercial music for non-commercial ears? Here every Saturday evening at WSCS at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can hear us online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring Science in the Sea. As its name implies, the ice fish is cold-blooded, but it's also clear-blooded. It's the only known vertebrate in the world that doesn't have red blood cells, or the protein that gives those cells their color. The first ice fish was discovered in the 1920s in the Southern Ocean, which surrounds Antarctica. It was called the white crocodile ice fish. It has a see-through body, you can even see its brain, plus big eyes and a long snout with a lot of teeth, like a crocodile. Since then, biologists have identified at least 16 species of ice fish. The fish grow to a foot or two in length. They mainly eat other fish, some up to half their own size. The ice fish's most interesting feature, though, is its transparent blood. It has no hemoglobin, the red protein that transports oxygen through the bodies of humans and other vertebrates. Without it, the fish's gills are much less efficient at absorbing oxygen from the water. The ice fish can survive without hemoglobin because it's not very active. It sits on the bottom and waits for prey to swim by, and because of its environment. Temperatures in the Southern Ocean hover near freezing, so the water contains more oxygen than warm water. The ice fish also has a much bigger heart and bigger blood vessels than other fish of about the same size, so it can circulate the blood faster. And its blood contains proteins that act as an antifreeze. All of those adaptations keep the ice fish alive and well in some of the coldest waters on Earth. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick. Spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dinah Shore. Being self-sufficient is the keynote in a disabled person's well-being. And it's awfully easy for us to make possible this sense of harmony for the handicapped. House clean your closets and cupboards for things you no longer use. Then call nonprofit Goodwill Industries to pick them up.
It's Woolworth's Stereo Spectacular 71, a fantastic once-a-year sale of albums, LPs, tapes, everything in stereo, unbelievably low priced. Woolworth's Stereo Spectacular has top stereo LPs, the biggest hits just off the charts for only $1.57. Famous labels, favorite stars, Herb Alpert, Petula Clark, The Association, Canned Heat, many more for only $1.57. And another fabulous group of LPs on sale for just 87 cents. Jack Jones, The Beach Boys, Guess Who, and more. And for children, the original cast album of Sesame Street, only 87 cents. Woolworth Stereo Spectacular has big savings on 8-track stereo cartridges. Dionne Warwick, Lou Rawls, Glenn Campbell, Blind Faith, many more for only $2.99. Supplies are limited, so hurry over and save during Woolworth Stereo Spectacular 71.
Thank you for shopping, Woolworth. It's the fun place to shop.
8-track tapes? Who can pass that up?
We'll be right back. Thank you.
The Prince Lasha Ensemble with Nutno Jones. Before that, Ford and Angel with a cover of Herbie Hancock's Chameleon here at the Radio Thrift Shop. If you're a longtime listener or just a newbie listener, we dig into all kinds of the crates here. Forgotten 45s, we listen to private press LPs, library music, scratchy 78s, classic cassettes, 45s, I mentioned that. We dig into jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about anything else. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour, and thank you for joining us on this musical journey.
Wednesday, March 10th. For many Americans, trying to envision life without our various telephones would be like trying to live without indoor plumbing. Or perhaps even food. The crucial utility is 145 years old today. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first and very local telephone call in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Over a wire to his assistant in the next room, Bell said, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you." Now the public has an insatiable appetite for multi-purpose phones, and there are 277 million cell phone users in America's population of around 330 million. Of America's 123 million occupied housing units, some 1.3 million, or just over 1%, have no phone service available. You can find more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
You found the Dusty Grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelite, sir. Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, the Israelite.
Wife and my kids, up and I leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive.
Oh, the Israelite.
Shut them a tear up, chosen.
Robin Kenyatta with a cover of New Hampshire native Tom Rush's tune, Mother Earth. Before that, Desmond Decker and the Aces with Israelites. And way back, a ways back, we started off with Sun Ra, I Struck a Match on the Moon. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying these broadcasts. Remember, I'll be back next week. And wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love.